Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Cruise missiles, Apache helicopters, big tanks, all those things cost a lot of money. What if you didn't need all that hardware to wage war? Instead, you used software and you could attack, steal secrets, sabotage, rip off billions of dollars all with the push of a button. Well, cyber warfare is real and it's already happening today. Some say we are waiting for a cyber 9/11 to hit America. So the nation's military is preparing and they are training and they're recruiting. And a lot of that activity is happening here in San Antonio. And it's also happening in our schools here in San Antonio. And to tell us about that, Joe Sanchez, he is a volunteer with the director of the Cyber Star. And also, we've got two star pupils of his. We have Steven Casas. He's a college student and a Cyber Patriot graduate. And Deirdre Carrillo, she is a Southwest High School student and a Cyber Patriot participant. Welcome to The Source, y'all. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So let me start off with you, Joe Sanchez, about what is a Cyber Star?
Well, Cyber Star is a middle school program that we developed about a year ago. We realized that we needed to get kids involved in technology and especially cybersecurity at the youngest age. We have high school programs and we have college-level degrees and programs, but we knew that we needed to get kids more interested at the middle school level. So I brought the idea to Southwest High School, Mr. Arthur Celestine and Stephen Casas, then a senior, and they developed a program that was for 5 weekends. So every Saturday for about 5 or 6 hours, middle school students, about 80 of them to begin with, would go to Southwest, and they would be shown the different aspects of computers, computer networks, and computer security, and then they actually got to compete in a program at the end of that 5th week. They did it again in June, and now we're following up with a program, a 5-week program, working with the Cyber Patriot National Office that we started last week, and it will continue for the next 4 weeks. And Stephen Casas is the gentleman who put most of that curriculum together.
And Stephen Casas, you're here in the studio, and I mean, what can you learn in 5 weeks? I mean, that doesn't seem like a lot. I always think that hacking and all these things, is this kind of like anti-hacking? What are you doing?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we did, we didn't want to focus on offensive security, which is hacking, as you say. We want to actually teach defensive measures. So we're teaching how to actually prevent hacking in the first place. So we're really trying to show these students just what they can do to prevent intrusions into their systems, as well as stuff that they can later use on in life that will help them prevent intrusions into systems at maybe their workplace or wherever they're currently at.
So, Joe Sanchez, this is a program happening in our schools here. Are these skills that are job skills?
Oh, there's no doubt. We like to say we're building careers. Building careers, citizens, and patriots is kind of the way I like to put it. These skills are in dire need within the government, within the financial district, within the health area, within just, as Stephen said, I like to say in every pocket and every purse, there's a computer that needs to be protected. And these skills that these kids in middle school, high school, and college are learning are skills that can be carried on in life and certainly in jobs. And there's a real need. There's hundreds of jobs here in San Antonio that are open. There's just not enough people to be able to hire to do these jobs.
Yeah, I hear that there's 0% unemployment in the world of cybersecurity. There's such demand for people who have that skill set. Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question about the Cyber Star program and Cyber Patriots and training our middle schoolers to know about and become advocates and become proficient at the cybersecurity, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So Deirdre, you're a student over at Southwest High School and a Cyber Patriot participant. What are you doing? What are you learning?
Basically, what I'm learning is how to defend your basic computer from attacks, virus, and all sorts of other things. I've been doing it for 2 years, and we've had girls learn, new females come into the team, and they've learned a lot of information in the past 2 weeks, and they're learning a lot.
So you're learning how to protect your computer from getting infected from, like, viruses and things?
Viruses, attackers.
So are you, when you go online, and you're very conscious of what all the vulnerabilities in the system are?
Yes.
And what advice do you have for me? Because I got a virus on my computer right now I got to deal with.
Well, basically install an antivirus.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, is it that simple? I mean, you talk about the training program. What are the rigors of the training program that you teach there, Stephen?
So when we started building this curriculum, we tried to take a look at what we were actually doing at the high school level with the competition, and we tried to apply that to something that would make sense to middle school students. Because by the time you're at the high school level, anybody who's interested in this already had a lot of background experience in this. And at the middle school level, that just wasn't the case. We asked students, what can you do with a computer? And they would take us to Facebook.com and show us how they could access their social networks. So we wanted to change that. So we started at a very basic approach we divided into, I think, 5 weeks, and week one was essentially getting used to the computer, understanding the difference between the different types of operating systems, whether you're operating a workstation or a server, understanding the interior components of a computer, the hard drive, the motherboard, the processor, all of these basic fundamentals so that we could establish a baseline for these students. And then on top of that, we built interacting with the computer, and then finally we started talking about networking, I believe, in week two. Then week three was all about security. And then once they had a firm grasp on that, or what we would have hoped was a firm grasp, we gave them the opportunity to apply it in a sort of miniature version of the Cyber Patriot competition that we hosted within our own building. And the results of that were just stunning, to see how the students were actually absorbing the material and were able to apply it to essentially what was a almost similar version of the high school competition. So they were doing the same thing that high school kids were doing, and they were just at the middle school level. Knowing that they were doing this then, the opportunity for them to grow throughout the next 4 years of their life is just incredible.
All right, we're going to go to the phones. Our phone number is 614-8980. Let's get Robert in on the conversation. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm just concerned, you know, I was watching these stories about Edward Snowden, the NSA spying, and you know, it was painted all these programs as being patriotic to monitor every single phone call, email, text, video, every single thing, data mine. And here we are basically indoctrinating children into the cyber patriot culture. Are you teaching them about the rule of law or when you should be able to monitor someone? Or who is going to hire these kids? Is it just going to be the NSA or CIA? And what are they going to be doing?
Okay, Robert, let's get an answer to that with Joe Sanchez. Sure. He had some loaded words there about indoctrination and stuff.
Right. Well, Robert, the best we can do is, and I should say what we are doing, is we teach ethics. That is one thing that we tell the kids about. And as Stephen mentioned, is we need to show them how to defend a computer. This is not about attacking. The Cyber Patriot is strictly defense. They're learning the skills to be able to defend a computer, defend a network, defend that data that you mentioned about Snowden. These skills that these kids and high school and eventually college graduates will learn will enable them to work anywhere, not just with the NSA or any other place.
I mean, so banks?
Banks, absolutely. Medical, imagine your medical records, everything. The iPhone that you carry in your pocket, they are there to help defend these particular devices.
And I would think that students learning about the vulnerabilities of how cybersecurity can be turned against you, mm-hmm. makes them aware, not just indoctrinated, but they also very suspicious of what the world can do to them. We're going to continue our conversation about the cybersecurity program, CyberStar, here in San Antonio, and working with some local students, making them cyber patriots and cyber warriors. When we continue, the phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about CyberStar, a program that teaches local students about cybersecurity and how to become cyber patriots. With me in the studio to talk about that is the director of CyberStar, Joe Sanchez. Also, Stephen Casas, he's a college student and a cyber patriot graduate. And Deidre Cardillo, she is a Southwest High School student and a cyber patriot participant. Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. We're going to get Kim involved in the conversation. Kim, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me. Again, I'm Kim, and I'm actually a student at St. Mary's. I was just wondering, Is the CyberStar program open to the public? And if so, like, how are we able to sign up for the courses? Because, like you mentioned, I feel like this would be a great skill set to have. I mean, not only does it improve, you know, your marketability in the job market, I feel like it's also, again, useful in your own personal life and bolstering your own private security.
All right, Kim, thank you for calling. That's a great question. So, Mr. Sanchez.
Sure, Kim. It is a right now it's a pilot program. We started it at Southwest High School, and we are looking to broaden that. We'd like to get that in every district here in town, or every at least some of the middle schools. What's helped here is we have about 66 teams that have registered here in San Antonio to participate in Cyber Patriot. And all those high schools have feeder middle schools, so the idea is to see where we can find some key high schools that then we can look at their feeder schools and then get those kids started at the early age in 6th, 7th, and 8th. So I'd like to say it would be open, but we're not quite ready yet. We do look to the future to be able to expand this to many other schools in town. And go St. Mary's. I'm an alum myself.
So we've got different levels. So we have the middle school and the high school and college level?
Right. The National Collegiate Cyber Defense Competition is also a cyber defense program that was started by UTSA's Center for Infrastructure Assurance and Security. That started first, and Dr. Greg White was the charter member of that. He then went to the Air Force Association and said, we need to do something at the middle school, at the high school level. So they built a high school level program from what they had developed from the NCCDC. And that's hosted here every year in April, by the way. And they have a regional throughout the country, about 8 or 10 regionals, and all the many colleges compete at the regionals, and then they come together, about 10 teams make it to San Antonio in April.
Doesn't Geekdom, the place downtown,
yes,
where don't they have like classes and stuff for kids to attend and learn these skills also?
They do. The folks out there are definitely focusing on education. There's certainly an entrepreneurship type of programs out there, but they also are looking at the young folks. They do have courses every now and then. Most of them are in the evening, unfortunately, for maybe some kids, but they do have educational opportunities. I will say they're focusing more on the cloud. That is the business of Rackspace and the other areas here in San Antonio.
But the cloud, that needs
the
security.
Cloud, same thing, yes, Dave.
If you're going to be putting all your information in the cloud, you got to have some way to make sure
even
that
more
it
so. Yes,
doesn't
indeed
drain away. All right, let me ask you, Stephen Casas, about the competition. How does that work? How do you compete?
Okay, so that's actually a very common question from nearly everybody we talk to. And when we talk about Cyber Patriot, what it actually entails is you have what's called a virtual machine, and that can be described as just a computer inside of a computer. It's simulating an actual system on your computer system. And it's your job to take that virtual machine and actually secure it, find all of the security holes that could possibly be open, and just lock it down and make it the most secure version as possible. And that's within the first maybe competition rounds. There are three rounds to the competition, and then finally there's a national levels where all of the top teams from that actually end up. And each round is, of course, progressively harder, so perhaps in the first round you'll work with a home computer, like a simulation of a home computer, and it's your job to secure that. And then perhaps in the next one you'll be working with a server that you might find in like a workplace.
So are you going into the coding that's involved in the operating system and looking for vulnerabilities?
So I've been in the competition for 2 years, and I actually haven't seen anything that was that complicated. I'm not saying that's something that might not show up, or it may or may not show up. But so far we haven't seen anything like that. That's probably a bit of next level stuff that you might see maybe the college level, but they have not thrown anything like that towards their high school participants.
Yeah, the thing that I'd say to keep in mind is this is not something that you need to have a lot of math. It is common sense. It's learning how an operating system works, how you add users, how you delete users, how you provide access to that computer and that network. It's very commonsensical, and I think that's the one thing that many of our kids realize once they get in there is it's not – you don't need to be a computer scientist. You don't need to be a geek in science and math to be able to do this. It's a program that they've learned to adapt how to compete at every level. And as excuse me, Stephen said, it gets a little progressively more difficult every round.
So, Diedrich – over here at Southwest High School, is this something that the kids, how do they, is it seen as something cool to do or uncool, or is it, what's the story?
Honestly, it's as big as the football team. Our previous principal, Miss Faye, would announce it and make sure everyone knew that Cyber Patriot was the way to go. So, yes, it is a big thing at Southwest High School.
And do you see this as something that you want to pursue as a future?
Yes, I do.
So you'll continue Cyber Patriot into the at least cybersecurity or into college pursuits?
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool. And so what do you, when you hear that it's as big as the high school football team, Mr. Sanchez, what do you think about that?
Indeed. Joanne Fay and Arthur Celestine and Southwest have been fantastic. And they do announce those. And so much so that the first year that they competed, Ms. Fay bought Letterman's jackets for the team. So they have that SW patch, and they have a separate patch that says Southwest Cyber Patriot participant. So they do, and they have learned to maybe more focus on academics than athletics. And that's something Ms. Fay and Dr. Verstiff out there, the superintendent, have really focused on. So and I do see it in the children. They're going to have, is it 6 or 7 teams this year? I think they're looking about that many.
I believe it's about 7 teams.
7 teams. And that's about almost 50 people, usually 5 to 7 people per team. So that's just at Southwest High School. And again, there's 66, I understand, of to date, throughout San Antonio and in the area, and then 4 of those are middle schools already competing.
So San Antonio is also, I guess if you go pro, it means you go work for Cyber Command, is that it?
Air Force Cyber Command, yes. 24th Air Force is here in San Antonio over at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland. That is one of the places. Certainly there's many businesses in town that are also focusing on cybersecurity and IT, and many of new companies are coming in just knowing that AFCyber is now here. So that's great for San Antonio. That is one of the other aspects that we haven't talked about, that we do see this as an economic engine. We're trying to bring jobs to San Antonio and trying to make San Antonio known as the cybersecurity hub of the country. And in many respects, we are. Only Washington, D.C. has more information assurance specialists than San Antonio, just simply because of what's going on out at Security Hill and other places here in town.
But we have not declared officially, San Antonio is not officially the home of Cyber Command. Is that still being?
No, that is. They've been here, yes, since August of 2009, yes.
So, but I thought that they were still working out some of the kinks on that.
They are definitely here.
So what does that mean for San Antonio's economy by becoming the Cyber Command center, the center of that?
No, it was a big coup for us. There were, I believe, about 30 or 40 different states who wanted AFCyber, and San Antonio was chosen. And we believe because of the missions that were already taking place here in San Antonio and the many curriculum and the degrees out at the universities, every college in San Antonio and every university in San Antonio has a cybersecurity program or programs. Many of them have degrees, I should say, and they have different programs that go along with that. And certainly we have many businesses here that are also focusing on cybersecurity, Denim Group, Secure Logics, Digital Defense. There's others that are growing, that are coming here to San Antonio because they see the possibility in earning dollars, earning financial possibilities here in San Antonio because of 24th Air Force.
And your involvement as the director of CyberStar, you're a volunteer.
Correct.
But you're normally working in the Air Force.
I do. I'm a civilian in the Air Force, yes.
And so your area?
Yes, I'm a computer scientist. I'm 20, almost 30 years.
So are we seeing a lot of that? Like people like yourself who are in the Air Force or civilian in the Air Force doing this and volunteering, and we see that outreach and a great relationship with the community?
There's a good number, but I certainly would like to see more. I'd love to see more. And by the way, they can volunteer by being mentors. That is one thing that we look for every school. We have a group of men and women here in San Antonio who look to identify mentors. And all they have to spend is maybe an hour or two a week before or after school or during lunch or on the weekends to come and teach these young kids, because many of the coaches as a part of these teams in the high school and the middle schools, those coaches are not IT folks. They're not even IT instructors. So we need mentors to come in and teach them what they know about computers and computer networks. And many of them have come from 24th Air Force. I would say about half, maybe even about half, let's say that, come from 24th Air Force, young airmen, young civilians who want to go out there and teach others. And the others come from businesses that have volunteered their folks to come out.
What's the biggest hazard? What's the biggest roadblock to keeping this from expanding to more schools in the area?
I don't see a roadblock. I really don't. We have 65. We started with 24 about 3 years ago, and every year we've doubled. And we set a goal of 65 this year, and we're at 66. We'll probably be up to 75. It's really getting the word out. A program like you, and we thank you for allowing us to be here, getting the word out to the schools, getting school is interested, it only takes 5 people and a coach, and we'll help find mentors. We can't guarantee a mentor, but there's got to be a parent out there who's a member of that school, maybe even a parent of a future competitor who would like to take that on as a new project. Instead of football or baseball or basketball, instead of the other clubs that are there, let's do something that's actually building jobs. Less than 0.5% of high school kids actually make the pros in anything. And the chances of making the pros are very limited versus doing something like this, which, as I said, is building careers, building citizens, and building cyber patriots.
Is there a website that people can go to find out more?
Yes. Well, uscyberpatriot.org is the main program. It's the national level. And if you go to cybercityusa.com here in San Antonio, that is our website that has a lot of things that are going on in cyber here in San Antonio.
All right. I want to thank you, Joe Sanchez. You're the director of CyberStar. Stephen Casas, he's a college student and a Cyber Patriot graduate. And Deirdre Carrillo, she is a Southwest High School student and a Cyber Patriot participant. Thanks for joining us on The Source today. And thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'm David Martin Davies. Be back tomorrow with Texas Matters and Monday with The New Source.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.